Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sagri, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hopefully what it should be. This is motherfucking Drink Chats Podcast. Make some motherfucking...
Hey! Wait, who you be?
I forgot. I'm EFN.
I'm N-O-R-E.
And this is what we doing. Right now, we got a legend in the building, Al motherfucking Branch. Been all over the world, did what he got to do. He's here on Drink Chats. We got Lil Duval coming up. But Al Branch, we heard about the Rockefeller stories. What's one of the famous Rockefeller stories that you can go off?
The Paris story? Y'all going to talk about the Paris story?
Mm. Nah, that was best Rockefeller story was every day is a story with Damon Dash. Nah, Damon's the best, man. Damon, one thing I like about Damon, man, he gave you all the knowledge. He didn't hide anything from you, man. So you know, you got to salute Damon always for that, man.
That's hard.
Without Damon, wouldn't be here right now, B.
That's
Damon believed in all the artists.
That's hard.
He went hard.
That's hard.
He did his thing. He's a legend, man.
Yeah,
unsung hero, man.
Okay.
Damon Dash.
But the best story. What was the best? What was the funniest or craziest or wildest? Whatever fucking story you want to say.
The best story is Big Pimpin'.
Let's go to Big Pimpin', goddamn.
Big Pimpin' video, right? We fought all the way to Trinidad. So, you know, we're in this crazy ass hotel on Carnival. We were like, damn, I thought it was a lot of women in Trinidad doing this time. We was in the middle of nowhere. Then we get to the video shoot the video, and the next day, we found out Hype had all the girls in his mansion, him and Lil X, with like 30 other girls. And we had no idea.
And you had no bitches.
None.
He said all the girls on the island.
You had a Rockefeller mansion with just mansions.
Yeah, mansions. Nothing.
Just mans.
Nothing, B.
Holy moly guacamole.
Nothing.
They're going to be so mad when they hear this. This is fantastic.
Yo, they want to fight Hype for real.
Yo, you know I got the same Hype story.
Yo,
I got the same Hype story. Somewhat, kind of, right?
He's a genius, though. He's a genius for that.
No, Hype is a genius.
He will make sure you stay focused.
Yes, yeah.
No treatment. You got treatment? Yeah, I never got treatment. That was my Hype. No treatments.
Damn. I don't know.
But remember. What's your Hype story? From the first or second?
No, remember with the Mr. Childs.
Oh, where, yeah.
He hit all the Mr. Childs with the chicks. It's fantastic. So, you've been working with Nicki Minaj. You worked with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
What is
Drake, Kanye. Lil Wayne.
What is one of the most proudest moments of you in hip-hop?
The proudest moment is like just like when we took Jay-Z in on Nigga Gold for a gold single for an independent label.
Wait, tell me, what'd you just say? You took Jay-Z Ain't No Nigga?
Gold.
Gold?
Gold single, B.
Completely independent originally.
Yeah, for real.
And that label wasn't even a hip-hop label, the indie label.
Freeze, Will Sokolov, it was.
Was it? Wasn't it like Sokolov, a dance label?
No, but check it out. Will Sokolov was Sleeping Back Records. He got EPMD in the pocket. You know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Legend shit, B.
So, now, what era is your favorite?
Man, I don't know. I think every era is my favorite.
That was definitely way too political for Drink Champs. We're not accepting that.
You know why? Because
it's not Drink Champs.
You gotta keep it real.
Because I'm still in the fucking clubs. I'm still doing my thing.
I know you're still getting money.
Yeah, I'm still in the clubs.
But you gotta have a favorite. You gotta have a favorite. It's not your kids.
I mean, my favorite's gonna probably be like...
If you have a favorite kid, you a foul nigga.
My favorite's the 80s.
My
favorite's the 80s when I was a kid.
There you go.
Yeah, when like, you know, when Jekyll Hyde, Swimming in the Ocean, you know, that shit.
Rob Bass? We were talking about what era?
Rob Bass.
Run DMC.
You know a song I never liked, but it's the biggest song ever? I can't get the Milk is Chilling record.
That's sacrilegious,
nah,
man.
Nah, somebody got to take your hip-hop card for like a half a day.
You know
for
what,
half
man?
A day, on your hip-hop card should be revoked.
Because I'm about lyrics. And what the fuck were they talking about?
I had him on my record. I had him doing that.
No, I love that shit. Yeah, you want to hear some funny shit? All right, cool. Listen, so
Wyclef. The question and the answer.
Wyclef sent me this today.
Oh, the rebuttal to cannabis?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a rebuttal. No. He just...
Oh, look, I send him that.
He's the king of Haiti now?
Yeah,
he's the king of Haiti.
He was trying to be the president.
He's the king of Haiti.
Cannabis, it's been
my thoughts. Pause. You still my favorite battle rapper. But why you pull the notebook on disaster?
Even in my weakest moment, on my feet like a soldier with dark clouds, block out light. You can't control it. I felt like my moral compass was broken. Medication was potent. I heard voices coming out the notebook. Looked up, I saw circling vultures. Dehydrated, slightly out of focus. I wouldn't wish that on no one. They still talk about that. Cool, mama ain't raised no fool. I took my black ass back to school.
True. Remember that feeling on Hot 97 when Flex dropped the bomb? I can't front, you always say what you feel. And despite what they said, I admire you still. Things done change, but they stay the same. Promethazine, that's that new cocaine. One pill, two pill, three, she gone. Different streaming service, but they play the same songs. What's good, though? Yeah, what's good, though? Huh? Tell me what's good, though. Yo.
Okay, hold on, sorry.
I'll tell you what's good, bro. And I saw LL at Punch's funeral. I gave you the peace and asked for the both of us. I never told you this, but I felt you was rude when I introduced him and them to you with the video.
Shit, all that. You said we got work to do. Patience is a virtue that I learned from you. When I spoke from the heart, it was doomed from the start. Then I stepped over the line. They told me don't cross. I'ma pull it off or put it off until I can walk and talk like a mature, experienced adult. They ain't going to dream champs because Norman ain't want to rent me a car. I'm like,
what? Okay, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Listen, listen, listen. I wanted to hear it in front of you. Did anyone ever? Did anybody ever say that we were supposed to rent cannabis a car?
No. We never even talked about offense to cannabis, but we never talked about having them on the show.
Yeah, no offense. But we. So, cannabis, what's going on, my guy? So cannabis.
Check this out, man. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities, for year-round activities. You know, and if when you're going to work, if you're on the bus, you're on the train, you're in your car, or if you're doing summer activities, you're going to the beach, poolside, whatever, you're running, you're working out, road tripping, enjoying some downtime outdoors, whatever. Listening is a better way to binge content you love while doing things you love. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories. Like right now, I'm checking out Chuck D's This Day in Rap and Hip Hop History. I also love the book Think and Grow Rich. And so, you know, Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on an Amazon Echo. You can get through tons of books, hands and eyes free, while doing almost anything. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in our store, regardless of price. And unused credits roll over to the next month. Didn't like your audiobook? You can exchange it, no questions asked. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/drinkchamps. That's right, audible.com/drinkchamps. Or text 500-500 to get started. That's 500-500 to get started. Or audible.com/drinkchamps. Again, what you're going to get is a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/drinkchamps. Browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/drinkchamps or text SMS code 500-500 to start today. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers and business information providers. Like I said, it's the best way to be in traffic listening to a book, or on your way to work if you ride the train or the bus, riding your bike, whatever it is, it's a good way to multitask and get some information, entertain yourself, some knowledge, listening to Audible books. Sometimes I even go to sleep listening to some books. It's just a good way to multitask and be able to get this information or any information out there that you want, or just purely be entertained. Audible.com forward slash drink champs. Get started today.
Yo, I don't know
what's
happening.
What's going on?
What's
the hottest motherfucking artist in the world. Woo! In the world.
What's up, man?
The hottest artist. Rappers ain't got shit on Billboard. And this nigga got shit on Billboard. Go ahead, you over there. The hottest. The hottest motherfucking artist in the world. Go ahead.
You fix my mic.
Go ahead. All right. We Hollywood. Last time we mic you up.
I'm smoking.
I'm smoking.
Come on.
You ain't smoking. Come on.
Come on.
Take two of those right there.
You got mic'd up?
Take a third one, nigga.
These ones. Small shooter.
Watch out, okay.
Carlos.
But, okay. but I need to still finish that story with you.
What?
About what you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we recording. We ain't stopped.
Okay.
We need a minute.
Okay.
We haven't stopped recording. Okay. Audio is going. So the shit,
we ain't recording that?
Oh,
yeah. I'm almost confused.
I think you got the audio.
So he has Kevin on the record.
No, he said on the record that we were supposed to.
Clef and Kevin?
Yeah.
So it's like he's answering them on this on their own.
He's saying that we were supposed to send him a flight.
No,
but he wanted to rent. We said we wanted to rent him a car.
We need to ask
him. Cannabis. It's either you're lying or you made this up.
No, who did he talk to? Who did he talk to? To Boris?
He talked to Boris. That nigga ain't speak to us, nigga.
Cannabis, come on,
come on. Everybody, we gotta get it together.
We would proudly have you on the show.
Lil Duval, you ain't married or nothing like that, because I'm going to
Follow the bitches you can't.
I'm going to drink here,
bro. You got
I got a little bit. I ain't tripping. She tripping. We double
there. Yeah, I ain't going back to
court. I ain't going back to court, nigga.
You're not in his way. So clear whoever is in your way.
Please clear out.
So you have room and you're not in his way.
I'm not gonna lie. Are we ready? Because I'm ready to start.
No, let's
hey, Clay.
We already started. Sure. So can y'all just back up, please?
Back up, please.
We got like
make sure all 25
minutes.
Are silent if you're staying in the room.
Can y'all hear me on my mic? Because it failed.
Yeah, no, I hear.
She went to eat. You said?
Oh, the other mic. Yeah, that's the TV mic. He needs to.
I will start
it.
He was gonna come back.
Cut. I cut everybody.
Cut. Call me when I'm on. Brother. Alright. No one can be in this area. Sorry, guys. Come on, guys.
What up,
Noah?
I'm good,
baby. So proud of you, man. Hold on. Let me shut up until we got it on.
Let me bark, man.
I'm sorry, this area has to be
clear.
They're going over to Sam and Cam.
Yeah, go over there. Come on. Hurry up.
Over there,
hold on. Wait, babe. Where the cameras going to be?
They're all over.
Over here.
Yeah.
You good?
Excuse me. What's up,
Lil Duval, I'm just saying, Lil Duval is shining right now. Look, that nigga walking through like Pimp Bishop Don Ball right now. Nigga. That nigga looking good. God, I'm proud of you, nigga. I got to put this on camera.
When was it? The last time was DJ Pooh, right?
DJ Pooh, nigga.
That was like a year ago.
When he first started smoking, because
that was like a year ago.
It was
ago,
mad embarrassing because when I'm hanging with, he just smoking everywhere, like. He had no etiquette to it.
You supposed to have etiquette to this
shit? Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, you had no etiquette.
What's the etiquette?
Like, I mean, you gotta make sure you ain't violating someone else. This nigga, we was at the elevator, nigga lit up. I said, damn,
man. Yeah, we were wild. That was at that hotel where they shut that bitch down. Yeah. We shut down, we smoked that bitch out.
That's what you told me. He's ready to do the podcast.
I said, he's ready. Yeah. I said, he's ready. You ready? Come on.
No matter. Are you good?
I thought we was already rolling.
No, I haven't
stopped rolling.
All right, that's cool, goddamn it. Make sure our audio is good. People.
All right, speed.
Yeah. Now I hear you, though. You good.
Put that slate in.
Y'all popping that. Y'all on a whole nother level now.
Put that slate in, nigga.
Put the slate in front of Lil Duval's face.
Put that slate in. We got slates and shit like that.
Say, y'all niggas is popping. Y'all niggas, this nigga here would do that bitch anywhere. He said, man, you do a podcast? I said, yeah. I said, what are we going to do? He said, we can do it right now.
It's still like right that. We still doing that.
He said, I thought he was down the mic. Like, that nigga everywhere. Wherever he is. He's like, oh, give me 10 minutes.
Oh, shit. They don't hide you as a slate girl already. God damn it.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
Ready?
Shit.
Yep.
What it good be, hopefully, what it should be. It's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chats, motherfucking happy hour. Make some noise! And right now, we got one of the hottest artists in the world. And I'm proud because that nigga just went and just said, smile, bitch. And made a classic out of saying, smile, bitch. And then he said, I'm living my best life.
Yeah, man.
Then, the most important part.
What?
I ain't going back and forth with you.
Never.
Okay, but we live in a back and forth universe.
I understand that.
How did you come up with the knowledge?
To not go back and forth with
these niggas.
Because realizing going back and forth don't do nothing for you.
Shit, talk to the president, please.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't think we should go back and forth with Trump. He gonna do what he gonna do. We need to do what we need to do.
You're right.
I'm not going
back and forth. He's trolling everybody.
Yeah, he's trolling me.
He's trolling all of us.
He's a 6'9".
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
what he's Tekashi Trump 9.
Yeah, Trump 9.
Yo, hold on. Yo, is there more in there? Is there more in there?
No?
Please, pop another one then, nigga. Hey, come on, nigga.
What's the last tray? I don't keep dumping.
Yeah, please. Because this is an expensive place. Although we ghetto in this shit.
Now, y'all doing y'all thing. Look,
we get on this shit. Look, by the way.
Y'all got slates and shit.
Yeah, we got slates. Look, by the way, listen. When you come to New York a lot, this is what you do. You come, you get your own locker. By the way, Slime Fathers right there. Okay. Just in case you ain't know. What's up, brother? Come on, Al. You're fucking me up right now. Look, that's N-R-E. You got to get your locker, though.
I got to get me a locker.
You got to get your locker. That's
this
where
song going to get me a locker.
Yeah, you got to get your
this
locker.
This song going to get me a locker.
Yeah, that's song.
Making
so,
people smile.
What the fuck made you come up with something like this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Dog Q, I see you, nigga. I'm pulling you in right now. What made you come up with this...
The song?
Anthem, like, yeah.
Because this really me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the song, this has always been my formula. It's a joke. Uh-huh. I take a joke and put it in the song. Mm. And, like, most of my stuff.
But what
is,
was the joke? Hold on.
The joke is smile, bitch. Smile, bitch. Like, that's what I tell people when they be getting on my goddamn nerves or when they saying something, when I see them stressing over bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is you stressing over? Smile,
no
bitch.
Spell. No spell? Did you? I'm sure this nigga ain't, because you know this nigga gotta open up champagne.
I
gotta make sure. Are you sure there's no smell?
Do the P-Sing, Boris.
Do the P-Sing. Come on.
P-Sing, you gotta
make
P-Sing.
Sure y'all niggas, this is for people that been to Paris.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up a second. I know you run your studio and sometimes you're trying to fill in positions in your studio. And hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. And that's ZipRecruiter.com/champs. That's right, you heard right. ZipRecruiter.com/champs. And ZipRecruiter sends you your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. No fake news. It's the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, our listeners, that's right, the Drink Champs Army, can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/champs. That's ZipRecruiter.com/champs. That's C-H-A-M-P-S, champs. ZipRecruiter.com/champs. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire.
Boris, P-Sing, P-Sing, Boris.
No, that's not P-Sing, that's not P-Sing.
That's almost P-Sing.
That's nothing.
No, yeah.
What the hell, bro? You parted back?
That's
project shit.
That's right. That's the hood way.
That's that Peruvian style. Yeah.
That nigga poured that shit like a wrestler.
Shout out to Peru, Boris.
Yeah, shout out to the niggas that used to wrestle. Yo, Duval, so you ain't drinking.
No, I'm not drinking. I smoke. You know,
you're a smoker.
I always smoke, but that's all I do. I never drink.
Right.
I'm not a drinker, but smoking, I just started like 2-3 years
ago.
Yeah,
when we had him on the show, you said you just started.
I just started.
And y'all made a movie about it.
I didn't smoke weed when I did the movie.
Oh, no, shit. But listen, I told you, he didn't have smoking etiquette. Like, I was just talking to this nigga in the lobby, and he just lit up. I'm like, yo, whoa. We just checked into the hotel. You can't just light it right
the
here.
Hotel. Yeah,
then you lit it. I was like, yo, this nigga, you were supposed to get kicked out off top. I'm going to be honest.
We got
almost told on you. I was like, that's that nigga right there.
No, they shut it. They called the people that shut it down because we smoked it out.
Right.
The fire alarm
went off. I heard the whole thing.
We got a chair for Don Q. We got a chair for Don Q.
Come on. Behind the cameraman.
Behind the cameraman. Yeah, you can get that chair for Don Q. Okay, keep talking. I'm sorry. That's that good shit. Which one is that one?
I got my own strain too, man.
You got your own strain.
Come on now,
goddamn. Oh, G5 cultivation.
Well, I got my whole. Hold up, I'm gonna let you hear the piece of it. You tell me.
Oh shit!
I ain't had a nigga yet tell me it was bad. Clay,
who shit is this?
OG Clay.
What's that? That's right here.
Yeah.
You know what we do,
man. What that light at? What nigga
done
stole my lighter? What
a
nigga?
Oh shit!
I'm not talking about old shit. Nigga, get my goddamn light.
I'm
gonna turn into smoke champs.
You know the Don Q? Don Q, you got bars.
Super. Hold on, hit that and tell me how it is.
Nigga, I'm fucked up.
Let him live.
Nigga, 8 days is in already.
Nigga, I've been smoking too.
Yo, Don Q. I recently seat you on the LA Leakers.
Going crazy.
Guys, put the mic down. Yeah.
Let me see some of that weed, Nori.
Huh?
Let me see some of that weed.
Oh, please. Here you go, sir.
There you go, sir. This is my smoke.
So
tell me how you feel about it.
Let me ask you something. Highbridge, right? that's what it is, right? Highbridge. What? That's not the South Bronx?
Yeah.
It is the South Bronx. Yeah. Okay. Because
that's the west side of the South Bronx. It's funny. You know, the South Bronx, they got east side, west side, so we in the west side.
Damn, I didn't know that. I just thought we had east and south. I didn't even know it's a west side. No, we got west side Queens. West side Queens. That's where we're from. Yeah.
Wouldn't everywhere have a west side?
The street sign to say 165 W. Some street sign to say 165 East.
Okay.
So,
guys, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
We're going to get 10 more minutes. So, listen.
It ain't recording?
No, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
We can't smoke?
Come on, no. We can smoke. Don't worry about the
No crack.
So listen, you being from Atlanta, correct?
No, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, but you've been spending a lot of time in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Atlanta was the first, like, to crack this strip code, club code, right? So now...
You said the first? Florida, strip club
Atlanta.
Culture.
Okay, all right, Florida and Atlanta. But it's now the whole world is a strip club culture. How do you feel like seeing that evolve?
It's
like,
amazing. It's a blessing. I think we need to
because in New York, we didn't fuck with strip clubs. Back in the days.
Why not? Because
there was rules. You don't eat in a strip club. You don't shit in the strip club, and you don't spend money in a strip club. My first week of moving to Miami, I broke all three of those rules in the same week. I'm just throwing it out there.
Nigga.
But now it's everywhere.
The best food is in the strip club.
I noticed that
at
now.
At least in Atlanta.
Not in Miami. In Miami, too.
Tootsie's got gourmet chefs.
Cheetah. What's the white place in Atlanta?
Cheetah's
is like number one.
Wait, tell me, you call Cheetah's a white place?
It's a white strip club. In Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta.
They got the best. It's a white strip club, and they got the best food. Like,
so what is Onyx?
Onyx is a black strip club. What is Follies?
Follies
is a black strip club.
But the daytime in Follies is fantastic.
Magic City.
I was about to say, Magic City not around no more?
No, Magic City ain't never going nowhere. That's just a historic building now. It ain't going nowhere.
They got good food in this one.
Yeah, definitely. Them wings, like, come on now.
So what's the historic strip club in the Bronx? Sin City?
That shit is over.
Sin City's over?
And I never even been there.
You never been to Sin City? It's crazy. It was crazy.
I heard.
For a little while.
It's over. That should have been over for a flight.
So you never been to Roombas?
Nope.
Roombas?
That was like the that was the old fee.
Rumbas. Rumbas.
Rumbas, yeah.
I've been there.
I said it was
a Spanish. But are these legit strip clubs?
No, this is not
a strip club. I've never been to a legit strip club.
It's not a strip club. I was in there in junior high school. It's not a strip club.
Y'all be having pasties and all that crazy stuff.
That's like Skanky era. That's Skanky era right there. Oh,
so was you surprised that your record hit actual Billboard?
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be a hit, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. Like, right. I wasn't trying
you,
to
you,
get
you. You could be Jamie Foxx right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, pause. I don't know if that was a pause, but I'm just...
You know what I mean?
Like, Jamie was playing around, and he and no one took him serious, but then he worked with Kanye, and he took him serious, and then he won Oscars and shit like that.
I just have fun with whatever I do.
We understood you was having fun, but now this is serious.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually become... Ray Charles, that'd be your next role.
I mean, I'm just going wherever it takes me. I'm riding this wave, see what it do. I mean, I'm having fun. Music thing comes easy to me. I mean, I have fun with it. I do what I do.
Smile, bitch!
Come on. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just living my best life. Like, the song is really testament of who I am. I'm really true to what I say in my rhymes.
Mm.
I was just rocking your shit yesterday, nigga.
I see that. I'm posting your shit right now. New York, get the bloody money. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. You was ghost whipping. You was, what was that? Let's go. Ghost riding the rip.
I was in the backseat.
Yeah. But it was almost like ghost riding. I thought I was gonna put the hat
semi that. Riding the whip.
Motherfucking Don Q, man. Look, because they wrapping us up. We're gonna give it another fucking five more minutes.
No, we're
doing
8 minutes.
All right, come on. Listen, man. So, Don Q, you being the leaders of the new school. And I heard someone ask you this. You said the king of New York. You said everyone should feel like they're the king of New York.
Yeah, if you feel like you putting in work, then you should feel like that. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what you feel.
When 50 was yelling it, Jay-Z wasn't bitching.
Right.
Dipset wasn't bitching. Niggas wasn't complaining.
I feel like I'm the king of the South in comedy.
I feel like you're the king of the South in comedy, and you might be in R&B now.
Not yet.
I ain't gonna go front. Usher might be knocking on your door and say, "Holy,
Usher?
Slow down."
It might be Chris Brown.
Living your best life.
Chris Brown might try to outdance.
No, Chris Brown from Virginia though. He from Virginia though.
That's the South. Ain't that considered the South?
Yeah, I think it's considered the South.
I thought he said Atlanta.
That's the South.
All right, cool.
What's the South?
Yeah, listen. I ain't gonna lie. You keep fucking around. So you got another single. What's it? You hot? All right, look.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a one hit wonder now.
Even if I was, I still win.
But guess what?
My next song better than this one. No cap.
I need a preview.
No cap.
I need a preview.
I ain't gonna do it yet because I'm gonna let this ride out first. You gotta let it slide. This shit might last the next year.
Because
then I'll drop that.
Nigga like Jack Thriller would just come in and just take your shit, right?
Nah.
Jack Thriller been trying.
What he trying? What? Try to sing?
No, he been trying to sing. He been trying.
Yeah. See, he trying. I don't be trying. I just be doing me.
Okay.
Like, I got in the game doing music with my song about the bitch you is my girlfriend. That's how I got in the comedy game. I flipped that Buy a Girl a Drink in the Club with Music Soul Child and made it my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I flipped it, and that's what people start fucking with me with. So I've been doing the music shit, just now people get it, I guess, now.
All right, fellas, Drink Champs Army, all the guys out there, this one's for you. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. Thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's gone. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Trust me, I know this. Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? How will you feel a year from now if it's business as usual and you ain't doing nothing about it? Do you want a bald spot to pop up, or do you want to do something about it first? Do you want your hairline to recede, or do you want to do something about it first? Why do guys turn to all these crazy weird solutions? Rubbing stuff on their head that their cousin's friend told them to put on there, or do nothing at all when they can turn to medicine and science? You see, it's 4hims.com. We've been telling you about them. They got it. They're a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and all men's wellness. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. We believe in science, people. Hims connects you with the real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. That's it, simple. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements like Eddie Giggs. He loves the gas station joints. Prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. It's easy. Answer a few quick questions. A doctor will review and prescribe you. Products are shipped directly to your door. to your crib, wherever you wanted, to your neighbor, your girlfriend's house, your P.O. box, whatever. You know, we told you about Eddie Giggs. Straight up, he loved the gas station joints. Those packets for anything he had, any issue he had, well, for hair loss, for you know, banging out, whatever. He was buying those packets, and we was always clowning him because they didn't work for him. Nothing worked for him. But ever since we got forhims.com, he started using the products, and he's starting to see real results. So order now, and our Drink Champs Army listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/drink. That's forhims.com/drink. That's forhims.com/drink.
Living your best life. We ain't going back and forth.
And if I am, like I said, if I am one hit wonder, I still won.
Nah, nigga.
What are you gonna say? Oh, Duval had a one hit.
Nah, you know what?
You
weren't supposed to start with.
I wasn't supposed to, nigga.
This is what I'm
talking about. You kill him.
Come this on. This is what I suggest. Oh, you get another one, and then you use the cheat code, right?
What's the cheat
code? You go and get Eddie Murphy or something. And just, ooh, and just get Eddie.
And Eddie could sing,
just
too.
Just be talking about, oh, what's the shit? What's the Eddie Murphy? What's the Eddie Murphy shit?
Party on. Oh, that's a joint. That's a right.
You do that on? Party on. Ain't no one in the world could.
That would be hard.
That you do party on the top.
Do that shit on town with Eddie Murphy.
With Eddie. With Eddie on it,
you
party
tell
on
me
the
shit,
top.
Bro.
Yo, that would be crazy.
Shit,
that's the third single, though. So you got a legitimate.
Nah, I got another single.
You got a legitimate.
I got another song. I,
okay.
Ain't, I
yeah, he got a full album rollout from what he's talking about.
I'm doing my thing. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. You know. Nah, but nah, I'm just having fun with it. I mean, whatever. If the motherfucking album or my EP do numbers, or if right. it don't, I'ma still right. be cool. And the my fans gonna like, because even before this Smile Bitch, they liked my other song, like Killing with the Shoulders, Dropping Dick Off, all the other shit.
I remember Dropping Dick Off.
I got a lot of What
but
That Mouth Do.
Let me ask you something.
Get me on the track, man. We love
Come on, man.
He gotta be on the joint with Eddie Murphy.
It's tough times. It's tough times.
What tough
times? You know, right now, I'm just period.
It's tough?
You know, people, you know.
I'm living my best life.
No. I mean, just in general, us as black people, we're going through.
How
hard is it to still be funny in these tough times? Because, you know, every time we turn on the news, someone's getting killed, someone.
I think this one is most important.
I think this is when it's most important.
This one
so
is
that's
most important
saying.
Because
so,
once you get to a point, like, if you notice, older people don't be tripping off death like that.
I loved when you said that.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Like, they don't be, because they done seen it so much and they don't realize what life is. Like, life, death come with life too, so they get it. So it's like, it's not too much to stress on. We know it ain't that much time, and so nigga, live
it's
it
coming.
Up.
It's coming regardless.
Live it up. Yeah. Do what you can do. I mean, money cool, but you can't chase it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, I didn't chase this for money. I'm just having the fun, and money came with it.
Mm. That's how we do the
Dream Champs. Yeah, the same thing.
This
was something y'all love doing.
You gotta
shit.
Clap
next
a little faster,
you know,
y'all. God damn it.
It's my time.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to have all these cameras.
And if y'all didn't have, y'all still be doing it, chilling.
Right.
Just like with me, if the song, I would have, because I put out a song like once a year.
Right.
So I would have put out something next year. Right. And next year, after that, I wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Right.
You know?
Right. Now, Don Q, y'all niggas pounded out the nigga, from the Bay Area.
Oh, from heavy shit. Shit. Yeah. You found out.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, y'all pounded out.
There.
You wasn't there?
I was in New York. I was here.
That was the hardest answer, my nigga.
No.
God damn. What's my nigga? What's the nigga that he was dolo to that? And he got on stage.
Clap it up,
like,
clap it up, clap it up.
And he admitted it. He was like, yo, 8 Boogie, them niggas done pounded me out back then. That was.
I ain't seen that. I gotta Google that.
That was some bullshit. That was some bullshit.
What was his name?
Lil B.
Oh, wasn't it the...
Little B.
Yeah,
you gotta watch out. Little B will put a curse on you. He'll throw a curse on you. But he didn't throw a curse on none of y'all niggas from High Bridge.
Nah, I wasn't there.
Niggas beat him for real. Like a different type of beat. Niggas said, I don't even want to curse y'all. I'm gonna curse James Harden. I went too far? I'm sorry.
He got MVP. MVP.
He got MVP, James Harden.
Yeah.
After he cursed him?
He took the curse off of him.
He's really talking
about some shit that ain't happened for real. Like, he took the curse off. He is punished. We grown. Like, we don't believe that. You don't even put a curse on.
Curse is real.
I believe Chris
Jr.
got it off of him.
Hey, Chris Jr. got it off of him. Okay.
So now, earlier, I heard you say 6ix9ine.
This nigga is funny how he segued into like, hey.
There is no segue.
This nigga is hilarious.
But earlier, I heard you say 6ix9ine and you say trolling. What do you feel about that? Like trolling in these.
I feel like he's good at it. Because he be having us all in suspense.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I just wouldn't want to be his friend around this time. I don't know. The trolling might go left and it might go right.
It's like Trump, like we said. Like Trump friends.
Could you imagine being in security? Like, that is hell. Like, I wouldn't want to be like, man, we finna go. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, oh, we fucked up.
Yeah, we.
What? I mean, just keep going. Okay, all right, cool. All right, go ahead, but finish your statement.
That's what I was saying.
Being his security.
I said a white man walk this way, and you know that. Like, I'm from the South. All you right. See a white man walk this way, you're like,
This nigga done got fucking smoking etiquette now. Like, now, nigga, I told you that in the hotel last time.
I don't be knowing no better. But.
But I forgot what you're talking about, but look, but being his
trolling. Y'all talking about trolling.
No, I was just saying, like, I couldn't imagine it having to be there, because if something do go wrong, you right there. Mm. But he's good at it. He's been lasting this long. I'm surprised it lasted this long, so I'm impressed.
Right. That's
I'm impressed, but he's living life like he living Fortnite.
Right. Wait, what are you saying?
Young people do it.
Yeah, my little nephew put me onto that shit.
That was way over my head.
No, that shit was hilarious.
Grand Theft Auto, you know that?
Yeah. Look, I ain't a dinosaur now. This nigga looked at me like I was 900.
You didn't know what it was.
Shorty's playing
for it. We're
going to
finish taping, but we just got to move the room.
Cool.
So yeah. Let's stop right here. This is act one.
All right, let's go. God damn it. God damn it.
All right.
I can sit here and chill, right?
I think Carmelo Anthony is kicking us out. That's